This is a Davin Rowling, one of the Ag and Natural Resource agents from the K State Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson counties, with your K State Research and Extension report. Habitat is a combination of food, water, shelter, and space arranged to meet the needs of wildlife. Even a small yard can be landscaped to attract birds, butterflies, beneficial insects, and small animals. Trees, shrubs, and other plants provide shelter and food for wildlife. The plants you use for food and cover will help determine the wildlife species attracted to your backyard. Nesting boxes, feeders, and watering sites can be added to improve the habitat. Planning is necessary for attractive and productive wildlife habitat. If you have both a horizontal area to work with, the size of your lot, as well as a vertical area that stretches from the soil to the treetops. The vertical area is composed of the canopy formed by the tallest tree branches, understory vegetation consisting of smaller trees, shrubs, and vines, the floor, which is often dominated by low-growing ground cover, and the basement, where a variety of organisms exist in the soil. Different wildlife species live in each of these zones, so numerous habitats can be provided on a small piece of land. Trees and shrubs are the backbone of any landscaping design and are important for wildlife shelter. Many trees and shrub species are excellent sources of food for wildlife. Proper selection of plant material can meet both the aesthetic needs of the homeowner and the food and shelter needs of wildlife. Clean, fresh water is as important to birds, bats, butterflies, and other wildlife as it is for people. Water in a saucer, bird bath, or backyard pond is adequate for wildlife. Be sure to change the water every few days to keep it fresh. In hot weather, it may be necessary to refill the container daily. From the K State Extension Wildcat District, this has been a Davin Rowling with your K State Extension report.